Hare Krishna. Bhakti has to be a choice before it can become a calling. Some people say that, oh, I will practice bhakti when I feel inspired from within, when the Lord calls me from within. At that time, I will practice bhakti. So now, we have to understand that the stage of calling and the stage of choice are two distinct stages, and choice often has to precede calling. Calling means we feel inspired, we feel impelled, we feel pulled or pushed from within to do a particular thing. And choice means we use our intelligence and we do something by conscious deliberation, even if we don't feel an irresistible calling from within. Now, Krishna talks about various levels at which bhakti can be practiced in the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, from 12.8 to 12.12. And 12.8, he talks about the first level where he says, Mayeva mana dhatsva mai buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mayeva ata urdhvam na samshayah. So he says, Mayeva mana dhatsva. He says, let your mind reside in me. Mai buddhim niveshaya. Let your intelligence reside in me. Let your mind stay fixed in me. Nivasishyasi mayeva. In this way you will reside in me. Ata urdhvam na samshayah. So this stage where our mind and intelligence all feel naturally called towards Krishna, that is the highest level of bhakti, he says. By this, not only will we attain Krishna in future, we are already with Krishna. Now, what if the mind is not attracted to Krishna like this? What if the intelligence is not absorbed in Krishna like this? Then Krishna says in the next level, in 12.9, he says, Atha chittam samadhatum na shaknosi mai sthiram abhyasa yoge na tato mam icchaptum dhananjaya. He says, Atha chittam samadhatum. If, however, you are not satisfied, na samadhatum na shaknosi mai sthiram. If you cannot fix your consciousness on me, abhyasa yoge na tato, with abhyasa yoga, with steady practice, mam icchaptum dhananjaya. So he says, abhyasa yoga means practice to fix the mind on me. And that means if the mind goes elsewhere, bring it back. It goes elsewhere, bring it back. And by this, mam icchaptum dhananjaya. Mam icchaptum. That you will attain desire for me. And when you attain desire for me, then you will attain me gradually. So actually that attaining desire for Krishna means getting a calling for Krishna. So Krishna says that we have to conscientiously and effortfully choose Krishna, choose to fix the mind on Krishna. And by doing like this, gradually our intelligence will become redirected towards Him. And we will attain Him. So, we need to move forward steadily in our journey towards Krishna, not waiting for some mystical calling to come in the future, but rather making a rational, intelligent choice right now and taking steps slowly and steadily towards Krishna. And the more we choose Krishna, the more our attraction to Krishna will awaken. Because our mind will experience that thinking about Krishna, focusing on Krishna is so joyful. Why do I need to do any other thing? And in that way, we will become absorbed in Krishna and we will attain Krishna. So by choosing Krishna, we will make Krishna our calling. If we wait for the calling and don't do the choosing, then we will never get the calling. And we will only get the calling of the senses and the mind and we will stay trapped in the material world. So we can, rather than waiting for Krishna's calling, we can focus on our choosing, and then the calling will eventually come and take us to Krishna when we take the first steps by choosing. Thank you. Hare Krishna.